Blog Talk Radio.
Out of a wrist and arrogant pride.
Brothers and sisters, for joining us this evening. We got a late start. By the grace of God, I was able to make it. I called to backup because I have no power, and the home internet is off, and I'm doing it on my phone. So, and I'm using a flashlight. So let me pray, and we got to go on in our testimony prayer request. And we're starting a little late, but praise the Lord, we're still here, and we'll do our testimonies and prayer requests and prayers and song of meditation and reading, you know, until up to at least 8:30 as the Spirit leads. So I thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day, this holy day of rest, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters, your faithful disciples, Lord, your children, even throughout the world, Lord, that are praising you and worshiping you on this holy day of rest that you have set aside for us, Lord. Help us to be faithful. Help us, Lord, to do your will and to be obedient unto you, Lord. There's many things going on throughout the world, Lord. Some are underwater. Some have lost their home. Lord, as myself, I'm out of power, Lord. Some no food. Some are in need of medical attention, Lord. Some have lost loved one, Lord. But you know it all, Lord. There's nothing that's done that you don't see, Lord. And you ask us to be faithful, Lord, with whatever we have, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, because we're in the last days and these things will be happening. We'll be losing, Lord, almost everything. The only thing we'll have is our shirt on our back. But let us be faithful unto you. Let us, Lord, be true to you. Lord, I thank you. And I just glorify and magnify your name, Lord, because we know that you are our Savior. And we just thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Carla, and I'm your host. Amen. Just want to share a reading. And it is Micah chapter 6, verse 8. It reads, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God." Are we able to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God? Amen. Yes, we are, and God provided. He made a way that we can, so let us be faithful. And I'd just like to read something from my devotion before I open the line. This is titled, "Seeing with Heavenly Insight." A constant battle is going on between Satan agency and heavenly intelligence. Satan is playing the game of life with the soul of men. If all could see that the undercurrent of specious temptation if they could realize the apparent heavenly appearance of satanic deception, far greater caution would be shown. There would be far more distrust of human wisdom and far more dependent upon God. But when our spiritual eyesight is blinded, we do not discover the marked incident that have taken place to turn the footstep of God's people from safe path into paths that are slippery, unreliable. So let us put our trust in God and not in man, not even in ourselves. May the Lord give us eyesight that we can see, amen, and that we can, trust in the Lord and not lead to the right or to the left. I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller who has first won. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 985-381. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's sisters and Brenda. Excuse me, this is calling from home, Louisiana. And I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this week. I just would like to thank him for all he's done for us and blessing us and giving us the strength to see another day. So I would like to read a prayer. Lord, when I struggle with temptation, help me cling to you. Do not allow me to fall under the weight of temptation and give up head. I know sin separate me from you. Help me to withstand temptation and hold strong to your truth so that I will never apart from you. Help me to follow the example of your son. Jesus Christ gave us when he resisted the devil. Give me the strength to endure temptation so that I may spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, we would love to. I would love to cling to this prayer, and I'm fighting the devil so I can cling to this what Jesus did, and I'm struggling, and I'm trying to move on. We're going to continue as we pray with one another and for one another, and keep on holding on and praying and trusting the Lord and calling his name and praying and resisting the devil every day. We know it's a struggle, but we just have to hold on. And as life goes on, it's a battle because it tries to cause you to give yourself up and cause you to go on to into a bad situation. But as long as you got God and you're in the Word, I tell people you won't cause yourself self-affliction. But if you don't know God, you will take your life. So you have to know God so you don't take your life, because the world is turning around so much on you to where you lose your job or you're dealing with so much of pain and the doctors resist you. You can't find no help and you know no help. They just want to kill themselves and they don't know what to do. I said, you know, and they don't want to turn to God when you try to give them a a prayer line or somebody can help them, they just rather end it, you know. And I tell them it's no way, you know. They want to turn to the streets and all kind of stuff, but it's just a lot of people, you know. It's hard to deal with and tell them, you know, the Lord is going to help you. Some of them just don't have the patience and they don't want to listen. But continue to pray for them. And I know how they feel because I've been through it. It took me 3 years to get help from a doctor behind an accident from a car. And I was hallucinating so much of pain. After I got to the end of my road of 3 years, all I used to confine in my sister Leola. And I just was hallucinating and saying, telling the doctor, well, I'm just going to shoot the pain. That's all. I'm going to shoot it out. And, you know, the doctor did confine me into the help.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda. Thank you for sharing. I know someone is being blessed by this. Was Brother John is going to come on too, or it's just you? So I can go to the next caller. Okay. Again, thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing, and may the Lord give you strength. May he give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge. I don't know if it was my line or your line that went dead. I don't know if Brother John was going to come on, but we're going to keep you in prayer because there's so much suffering going on. And this scripture came to mind that God is going to cut it short for the elect's sake, because there's so much going on in the world that we can't control because of the food, the water, the air we're breathing, the medication that people are on. The mind is just, you know, it's just in shock. You know, some people on other drugs that just, when they take it, they black out and they do things. They commit all heinous crime that they don't even remember. But Matthew chapter 24 and verse 22 said, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, they shall be shortened." So God is going to cut the work short for the elect's sake, because if not, you know, no flesh should be saved. So let me go to the next caller. Again, brothers and sisters, I have no power. I'm using a flashlight, and I'm hosting from my phone, so I'm doing everything on my phone. But praise the Lord that we're able to communicate and still join together. 851-489, your line is open.
Sister Carlo?
I'm sorry. Yes, your line. Yes, yes, your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, Sister Carlo. This is Sister Powell. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I just want to thank God that our line is open. I understand that it was some difficulties we have, and we just want to thank you, Sister Carlo. Despite you don't have any light, you really come on the line and open, and we know that is God really blessing, that he blesses you, that you can really do what you are doing. So we just have to pray for you guys and also the other people in the community who lose light. And as I listened to Sister Brenda, this little song came up to me, that despite of all the problems and trials that we all face it, and the things that is happening in the world, it is so much. And, you know, people, when you talk to people, they are saying they don't know what to do. But we do know that Jesus lives, right? Despite of what, we serve a risen Savior, and we know that he is living today. And I do know that all that we are going to, he understand, but he just saying to us, we must hold on a little. Please just listen to the word. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hands of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he is always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I'll never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within our heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives within our heart. Praise the Lord. Psalms 46 said, God is our refuge and strength, and he's a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the hurt be removed, and though the mountain be carried into the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and though the mountains shake, shall the swelling thereof. And the Lord is telling, there is a river, the stream where hid, shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of his tabernacle of the Most High. We'll just stop at three. Brothers and sisters, God is alive, and God know what we are all going through. He's our refuge and he's our strength in time of trouble. I will just offer a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we just want to thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you that you have given unto us this day of rest, a day, dear Lord, where we come from all the sick ears of the world, and a day that we can focus our mind upon you, our heart, dear Lord. We thank you for forgiving us of all our sins, and help us, dear God, that we can continue to study your words and to share it to others out there. Dying souls are dying out there. We hear, we look, and we saw everything that is happening. As our dear sister Carla, and the other, and our hearer, dear Lord, is out of light. And Lord, we just ask you to cover them, Lord. And who some are on the water, dear Father, some are on with snow, dear Lord, some are in all different trials and tribulation, dear God. But we just ask you, dear God, because we know you live, to comfort your people. Lord, we ask you to bless each brothers and sisters on the line, Brother John and Sister Brenda, dear God. Strength to Sister Brenda. We know that they are going through difficult times now. Their father is not doing well. But because we know you are the great physician, we present Sister Brenda and Sister Leola and the others, Father, to you. And we ask you, Lord, to do your will for them and comfort them and allow them to trust you and to depend upon you. We also lift up, dear God, to you tonight, Brother Rick, dear, with Ashley, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, to touch Ashley this Sabbath evening. Allow her to remember you and to study your word, Lord. We lift up Brother our brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson and the team down, dear Father, that doing your will. We leave them in your care, Brother Udi and his wife and his young baby boy Caleb. Lord, we lift them up, Sister Rosemary Wood, Sister Dixon, dear Father God, Brother Heli, his mom, Jahari, and the others, dear Lord. So many people, Brother Bernard, dear Father, Akeen James, Akeen Burt, dear Father, Brother O'Neill, dear Father, we lift them up to you this day. And Father, give us the strength and the courage that we will continue, dear Father, to hold upon you and keep our eyes upon you, Lord. I look upon the life that you live while you was on earth, and in everything that you do, you depended upon your Father for guidance. And I thank you, dear God, that you was a role model to us, and that you have shown us that just as how you look upon your Father, because Father, for everything, that we can look upon you for everything that we need, dear God. Father, strengthen us, dear God. This heart of us, allow it to be a heart of flesh, dear Father. Father, we do not know where to turn more than to turn to your word and turn to you, dear Lord, because you said we must have a quality time with you. So we thank you for this line, Lord, and what we have learned, Lord, and all the presenters that came on the line, Lord, and present your word, and all our brothers and sisters who joined us, dear Father God. Some have unspoken requests. We lift them up to you. And some, dear Father, present their requests. You know everything. Today, dear Lord, is blessed Sabbath evening. We present our church to you, the remnant church from the four corners of the world, and our brothers and our sisters. We present the words to you, Lord. We present the messenger and that you have given unto your church, Lord, and these literatures, Lord, these various books, Lord, and the thing that is happening, dear God, that we can study your words and know for ourselves. We present our young people to you, Lord. We saw how the devil is using these young people on the street, dear Father God, to demonstrate and to do all different things, dear God, about climate change, and they do not know what they are demonstrating for, dear Lord. Touch these young people. You told us that they will be the leaders of tomorrow, dear God, but when they do not know you, dear Father, we know that the enemy will take over. So we leave them in your care. Bless us tonight, dear Lord. We lift up the speaker to you, Sister Maitland and Brother Maitland, Lord. We ask you to strengthen and comfort them. Sister Polly and Brother Cornelius, Lord, we lift them up to you. Sister Rose, dear Father God, in Albany, we lift her up as she's recuperating in the hospital. We lift her up to you. You are the great physician for her. Keep us, Lord, my children, Lord, Sister Carla, children, Sister Leola, children, and each and every one of us children here on the line. We present them to you. Thank you today, Lord, this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us, and help us to be faithful to you in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on. Thank you for the reading, encouragement word for Sister Brenda and each and every one of us, and thank you for the prayer. Amen. Prayer is always needed, brothers and sisters. We need, I know I need to pray more often. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller. will begin, the message will begin at about 8:30. Our very own Elder Richardson will be coming on with bringing the message, and I think this is his line, so I'll go ahead and open it for his testimony or prayer request. Amen. Elder Richardson, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Carla. I just want to say a happy Sabbath to everyone in the prayer line. It's always a great, exciting experience to be with the brethren on the prayer line. And I know I always had something to do or to say on the prayer line. And I know I have to bring the message. But let me just sing two stanzas of the song. I needed was to sing it. But when I got the message to, then I don't want to know that this song may have blessed someone, and I did not bring it because I may have to speak. But I hope and pray that our hearts will be blessed by the grace of God. And it's a song that it's that we are just a dust, you know, in the universe, just a speck. And yet Jesus have seen the importance of coming to save us, you know, in this world that we are living in. We just a little grain of sand in his hand. We just a little grain of sand in his hand. And the cold wind blows just to let us know he's the man. He's the maker, the giver, and the taker. He's everything we hear or say or do. God's the ultimate conception within the master's plan. He's the man, he's the man. We're just a little bit of pity in his heart. We're just a little bit of pity in his heart. And the more we know, the more we understand. He's the man, he's the maker, the giver, and the taker. He's everything we hear or say or do. He's the ultimate conception within the master's plan. He's the man. He's the man. Thank you, Sister Carla. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that song. We thank the Lord for you, for blessing you with gifts, and pray that it will be multiplied and that you will share and continue to encourage others, especially those of your family and of the faith and those that you come in contact with. Amen, amen. So I'll go to the next caller again, brothers and
sisters. Amen. Sister Carla, this is Sister Leola. I know your lights are out. I've been on hold, and Sister Rosemarie was on hold. So you can open Sister Rosemarie line, but I can just wait, okay? So just open Sister Rosemarie line. I was on here to help you out because I know you can't see everything.
Yes, thank
but,
you.
You can open Sister Rosemarie 256. Carla, would you like for me to open her line? Amen, amen.
Sister Rosemarie, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Carlos and the rest on the prayer line. I'm Rosemarie, calling from Huntsville, Alabama. And I was going to read something from the last day event, the time of trouble. Well, God, and then I'm going to have a little prayer. He said, God will provide. The Lord has shown me repeatedly that it is contrary to the Bible to make any provision for our temporary wants in the time of trouble. I saw that if the saints had food laid up for them in the field, in the time of trouble, when swarms, famine, and pestilence are in the land, it will be taken from them by violent hands, and strangers will reap their field. There will be the time for us to trust wholly in God, and He will sustain us. I saw that I trust wholly in God, and He will sustain us. We'll be sure. Let me see. There will be the time for us to trust wholly in God, and we'll be sustained. He will stay sustain us. I saw that our bread and water will be sure at that time, and that we should not lack or suffer hunger. For God is able to spread a table for us in the wilderness. If necessary, He will send ravens to feed us, as He did to feed Elijah, a rain manna from heaven, as He did for the Israelites. I saw that a time of trouble was before us, when necessity will compel the people of God to live on bread and water in the time of trouble, nor will labor with thy hand. Thy suffering will be mental, and God will provide food for them. He said, and then I'm going to read this little. He said, no intercessor, but constant communion with God. Christ have made the atonement for His people and blotted out their sin. The number of His subject is made up. When He leaves the sanctuary, darkness cover the inhabitants of the earth. In that field for time, the righteous must live in the sight of a holy God without an intercessor. I was reading that. I didn't read all of it, but I just want to offer a little prayer. Heavenly Father, tonight, one of your children coming to you. We on this prayer line, Lord, giving you thanks. We thank you for everybody that's on here. We ask that you remember our family in a very special way. Lord, I ask that you would keep us faithful until you come and take us home with you. Lord, I ask that you continue to remember me, my daughters, my little grandbabies, and Lord, my neighbors and friends all around us. Lord, I ask that you remember Sister Carlos and her children. Remember Sister Leola and her children, Lord, in very special, and all the others that have children on this line. Brother Rick, we look at you, Lord. We continue to lift her up, Lord, because she know, but Lord, let her do what you have told her to do, Lord. Be with Sister Brenda and her grandchildren, Lord, in very special, and Brother John. Keep them faithful. Don't let them give up, Lord. And remember thy daddy, Lord. Oh, Lord, be with him also. Lord, keep him in the right and in the straight and narrow way. Be with sister, all your people, Lord. Somebody cannot call that name. I forget Jesus, but you know who they are. And, Lord, we just thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for all that you do for each one of us. Continue to bless us. We thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, there's the world. The world needs you, Heavenly Father. We all need prayer. And, Lord, help me. My prayer this morning is show me how to tell others about your commandment and your Sabbath day, Lord. I want to invite them to church so they can see what it means to keep a Sabbath and come to church on the Sabbath day, the true Sabbath day, Lord. So I ask you just continue to bless your people, for we love you, Lord, and we want to pray your name, and we want to tell others about you, Lord, so they'll be ready. Be with all those who are bereaved tonight, Lord. Lord, so many people you are calling home. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for all your blessings, because you know what is right. You the creator, and we are the creatures. And, Lord, help us to love one another and continue to pray for one another. And, Lord, when you come, save us in your kingdom, for we ask these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Rosewood. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for coming on and joining us. And I'll go ahead, give this time for Sister Leola. And if you can do the last prayer before Elder Richardson comes on, he will be bringing us the word about 8:30 sharply, 8:30, right after Sister Leola. Go ahead, Sister Leola. God bless. And
amen.
Brothers and sisters,
amen.
I just want to tell you, God is good. The power is back on. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yes, sisters and brothers, I was going to do a reading, but I was thinking on what Sister Rosemary just read. And the last part, what she read, is the righteous will not need an intercessor. She said, only the righteous is going to be without an intercessor. And I'm like, Lord, help us, Jesus. Only reason we are in need of Jesus now, because of sin. And when that time comes, the Bible says we must have overcome every sin. So, Lord, I just want to pray. I just want to give a prayer, offer a prayer in that point, and just thinking about that. So we're going to pray, sisters and brothers. Be with me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before thee, Lord, sinners saved by your grace, Lord. Lord, we come to you, Father. And the only way we know how, Lord, just to humble ourselves and to ask you, Lord, to look in our heart, Lord, in each and every one, Lord. And, Lord, the sins that you see, Lord, you see everything that we do, and before we even do it, Lord, you know it. So, Heavenly Father, as we come to your throne, Lord, your throne of grace, Lord, we just bow our head before your throne, Lord, to ask you, Lord, to forgive us for our sins, Lord. We ask in you, Lord Jesus, to lead and guide us and teach us, Lord, your commandments. Your commandments point to us like the mirror on the wall, Lord, showing us our sins. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, as your Son has given us, Lord, that example that he left for us, that we are to do the same thing he did, Lord, Father. So we come to you, Father, just want to ask you to give us the strength, Lord, as you gave to your Son, Lord, as he was in agony and on that, right there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, with blood of sweat dropping from his face. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight, all of your children on this prayer line, Lord. We asking you to continue to have that mercy on us, Lord, that right now that we can be able to overcome these sins, Lord, because there's not one sin, Father, oh, Lord, not one, that we can be called righteous and be without a Savior, an intercessor. Oh, have mercy upon us, Jesus, that we will have it all blotted out, Lord, and that we will be righteous before you, Lord, because, Lord, we could not stand, Lord, in that day, because you won't even allow us to be there, Lord, because you said the only the righteous is going to be without a Savior, without an intercessor, I meant to say. So, Lord, right now, Lord, I'm asking for prayers, Lord, for myself, for my family, Lord. I'm asking prayers for my sister Brenda and her family and all of my sisters and brothers everywhere, for my sisters and brothers in the Advent, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Father, on this prayer line, Lord. All of our sisters and brothers that have been on this prayer line from day one up until this day, Lord, we praying for each and every one, Lord, Father. Lord, we pray for Sister Power and her children, Lord, Brother Rick and his children, Lord, Brother Bernard and his children, Brother Udy and his family, his children, his wife. Lord, we just, Sister Rosemary and her family, Lord, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. So, Brother Richardson and his family, Lord, as he preached this word on here, Lord, as I heard him speak the other night, Lord, Father, that we have to surrender ourselves and give up all these things that's so easily to beset us, Lord, which is sin, Lord, on appetite and a gluttony and a drinker, Lord. We don't have no part of heaven. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, as your children come to you tonight, Lord, we asking you to see, Lord, the blood of Jesus instead of us. Oh, Lord, your son, that was a price he paid, Lord. So let us think and let us continue to draw closer to you, Lord, to know that it's not in vain, Father. So we come tonight to thank you for this prayer line. We come tonight to lift one another up in prayer, and, Lord, and everyone that's been on this prayer line. So we thank you tonight, Lord. We lift up Sister Colleen and her children, Lord. Keep them safe, Lord, while they're apart from their mother. Oh, Lord, Father, we pray for each and every one that joined us on this prayer line. Lord, I may miss one. Sister Katie and those babies, Lord, we lift the babies up to you for our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, as Brother Richardson began to preach on his prayer line, Lord, once again, Lord, the word will be preached on another Sabbath. Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath. And as we hear these words, Lord, let it ponder upon our hearts and let it be your word, Lord, to change us, Lord, to convert us into what you would have us to be, Lord, Father. So we give you thanks and praise tonight, Lord. And, Lord, as Brother Richardson preached this word, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless the words that he speaks, even the words that he go out and share amongst the community, Lord. We lift to you, Lord, to protect him and lead and guide him, Lord. And everyone on this prayer line, Lord, that we must go out and share your word with neighbors, friends. Oh, Father, thank you tonight. And bless this prayer line, Father. And, Lord, we also asking for thine Holy Spirit to be upon this prayer line, Lord, that you are convicting and converting each soul, Lord, that surrendering to you. Oh, have mercy. And we thank you tonight, Father. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for the prayer, and thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, I will go and open the line for Elder Richardson. Thank you, guys, and thank everyone for joining us. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Let us be faithful. Amen. Thank you, Faith.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line.
Amen.
Thanking God for the opportunity to bring a word to the people of God tonight, in which we know that we are living in such a time that we need to hear the word of God at every turn and at every opportunity, because, brethren, because of the times that we are living in. Brethren, I want to let you know this. The last two Sabbaths, I preach at, well, I would say it was my church that I used to go to. That's where I'm having the 2 weeks prophecy seminar. Eldership in another church that another pastor asked me to eldership. And I was between both churches serving. And this pastor here asked me was to preach last two Sabbaths. And brethren, I want to let you know that the position and the condition of our churches and our leaders and our pastors are getting worse and worse. I'm telling you this because I'm telling you the honest truth, that the enemy has done this. The enemy, many have allowed the enemies to come into our churches, and they are become so blind to the fact and to the truth that what is being presented to them, it seems to be like in a hypnotized situation, that they cannot understand the truth that is being presented to them. And last two Sabbaths, as I preached at the church, I brought a message concerning the preparation that we need for the coming crisis, and that things that we need to prepare ourselves, and how God has given to those, and I'm noting this, to those who are sighing and crying for the abomination that is going on in the land, in our churches, in our conference, in our denomination. It is very hurting to see that the people is not accepting the plain truth. And Sister White said many of God's people in the last days are going to rise up against the plain testimonies that will be presented to them. Brethren, I preach as the Lord had given me utterance last two Sabbaths to these brethren of this church. And I brought to them, we need a preparation, not to wait for the time when trouble comes, then it shall be too late. And I said, God is sealing his people right now. He's sealing the 144,000 the remnant who are going through the time of Jacob's trouble. And as such, I presented to them the truth that needs for them in preparing their life to meet the terrible emergency that is coming. When I brought that message last two Sabbaths to the church, and I spoke about the drums in the church, Now, mind you, that last year I had a conversation with the same pastor of this church. And I told him that these drums that are in the church, the servant of the Lord said that they make a bedellium of noise and it shocks the senses. And I showed the pastor from the spirit of prophecy where this quotation was taken from. And he contradicted me and said otherwise. Well, I know I cleared that straight with him. I got that off my shoulder, off my back. And I mentioned also about the 144,000 are literal, that will be going through the time of trouble, that will be sealed. And I quoted Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, concerning the 144,000, that they will be undefiled with women. That means other churches. They will not be contaminated with the doctrines of Babylon. And they will overcome him, the Satan, the papacy, when Sunday law passed, by the word of the testimonies, and they love not their lives unto the death. And I mentioned that to them, and I told them about leaders that are not presenting the truth for the times that we are living. And do you know, sisters and brethren of the Advent Prayer Line, tonight, I want to let you know that the pastor of that church called me, and he said someone called him and told him that I was preaching about the 144,000 that are literal and that are the ones that will be sealed and will be going through the time of trouble with the 30 angels message of Revelation 18:1-4, where the fourth angel, the latter rain is going to be poured upon God's servants. And he said that he's not happy about what I presented to the church. Brethren, let me tell you this. No man on this earth cannot tell me what to present when coming to the word of God and the spirit of prophecy. No man. I told him straight up. I said, Pastor, let me let you know this straight up. That, first of all, that person that called you, that told you what I presented, had no right to call you. If that person had an issue with what I presented, should have come to me. And I said, Pastor, what you did was wrong to listen to that person, to bring out of context what I have said. So he kept on saying the 144,000 I don't believe is literal. He says symbolic. Then he said that I said about the leaders of the church, about the pastors and so forth and so on, and about the drums in the church. I said, yes, Pastor, I don't hold back nothing. And I'm telling you, brethren, things are going to get rough. Things are going to start shaking amongst God's people. This is the shaking time, you know. The shaking has begun. I'm telling you this as the Lord give me utterance to speak. The Spirit of God has already begun to seal his people. And those who are not adhering to truth and for principle and wants to stay in the lukewarm condition and not study for themselves and lean on the pastor, then brethren and sisters, they're going to be shaken right out when Sunday law, when that time comes and passes. That's what the servant of the Lord said. And they will join with the enemy and be their brothers and sisters' worst enemy, like Judas, who went to betray Jesus. And brethren, you know what? I was a bit hurt to know that whoever went to the pastor to tell the pastor that did not see that the message was from God for their souls. And you know, there was a sister that said, Brother, she greeted me out of the door, she said, Brother, I haven't heard a message like that. It have really touched my heart, and I am truly blessed by your message. And I have seen how the enemy has been working, brethren, amongst our people. And as you can see, the division that has been in motion amongst God's people. There is no unity. There is division amongst our people, our church. And this is why the majority of the church, brethren, would be shaken out. Whereas the remnant, the few, those that are sighing and crying for the abomination in Joel chapter 2 of the land, who are weeping between the porch and the altar and sounding the alarm in the holy mountains, by the grace of God, will be sealed and prepared for the time of trouble which is before us, as Sister Rosewood brought in her reading. And brethren, I just wanted to let you know that the shaking in God's church, it has begun. I have sensed it, I've known it, and I've seen it, and God revealed this to me, because I know that many will not bear the testimony. That's what Sister White says. The straight testimony. Thus said the Lord. Brethren, let us prepare, please, our lives for things is, everything is about to break. Everything is about to come in place for the time of trouble before us. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Who can kneel will be appreciated as we seek the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, God of heaven and earth, we are grateful and are thankful, Lord, for revealing yourself to us, Lord. We are thankful for a heart that is receptive to your call, to your pleading, and to the unction of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to abide in our hearts and in our souls, knowing, dear God, that self is our greatest enemy, and those of our brothers and sisters, also those of our own household of faith, would be our worst enemies. And Lord, I pray then tonight that as I bring this message to your people and even to my soul, help us, O God, to walk in the light of your countenance, to surrender our hearts and our lives totally and completely to the Spirit of God, whereby we can be sealed, O God, whereby we can experience the power of the Holy Spirit working in us both to will and to do of your good pleasures. Time is no longer, God. What we must do it quickly, O God, to make our calling an election sure. Father, let your Spirit here and now take control, speak through me. Let your words, Lord, go forth upon hearts that are awaiting bread from heaven. Fill us then with your anointing and your power and your presence of your grace. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tonight's message will be short, and I want to bring to our attention one of the reading that Sister Rosewood brought, the time of trouble. And I'm giving you a synopsis here tonight about what we are to expect before the great time of trouble. There is going to be a little time of trouble prior before the major time of Jacob's trouble in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. But we need, as a people of God, to be in line and to be in place in order for us to go through the time of Jacob's trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Sister White says, and I'm going straight into the testimony, I'm going straight into the Word of God, and I'm going to bring out some things here tonight that will truly encourage us to have a close relationship with Jesus. She said in Early Writings, page 33, she said, it's given me the following. She said, at the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost as we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. Brethren, before that great time of Jacob's trouble, the Holy Spirit would have already sealed us. And as Sister Rosewood brought out the reading concerning when we would have to live without a mediator, meaning that God's people would already be sealed. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. So it would mean then that judgment would have already been finished where Seventh-day Adventists are concerned. And our names would be called as a remnant people, as a church, either for life or for dead. I want us to understand as I walk you step by step, as we have a foresight and an insight of what we have to expect of the coming crisis. And God wants every one of us, brethren and sisters, on this prayer line to have a knowledge and an understanding and a clarity of what we ought to expect before the great time of trouble and what we need in preparation and readiness and in receiving the outpouring of the latter rain, whereby we can give the loud cry of the third angel's message of Revelation 14:6-12 that we need to give to the world and to give the message of calling those out of Babylon. You see, Revelation 14:6-12 and Revelation 18:1-4 is on the same page here, because Revelation 18:1-4 is the outpouring of the latter rain, the sealing of God's people to give power to the loud cry of the third angel's message of Revelation 14:6-12. And I want us to understand, as I bring it to you, that we'll have a clarity and a preparation to be part and parcel. As Sister White says, we all must strive, quote, to be part and parcel of the 144,000. Okay? And I have already mentioned, and we may have an understanding and a knowledge of what is required of us as being part of the 144,000 of God's people that will be given the message. Our lives must be in order, in perfect order, with the character of Jesus Christ in us, living out in us. Our dress must be appropriately, in the sense of dress reform. Our diet must be fully plant-based in order to be part and parcel of the 144,000. And in order to receive the latter rain. Now, God is going to allow and permit many of us to fall asleep. All right? Because he knows who can go through the time of trouble. But all we must do, brethren, is prepare ourselves. Give ourselves to God in prayer and in fasting, in the searching of scriptures, in understanding present truth. She said also, quote unquote, she said, truth, all truths are relevant, but what the church need now is present truth. Present truth of the sanctuary, of the 2300 days, the state of the dead, and the Ten Commandments, and all these things we must have an understanding and a knowledge of in order to give an answer to every man that asks the hope that is in us. You see, she said this view was given in 1847 when there were but very few of the Advent brethren observing the Sabbath. And of these, but few suppose that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. She said, at the time while the work of salvation is closing in our time, brethren, because my spirit shall not always strive with man, the Bible tells us in Genesis 6, she said that trouble will be coming on and the nations will be angry, yet held in check so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. And that is in Early Writings, page 85 and 86. What that means, brethren, to us is that there is a work to be done in giving the loud cry of the third angel's message. We know Revelation chapter 7 have stated that the angels of God are holding back the winds of strife, that it will not blow upon the earth nor any tree till the servants of God have been sealed in their foreheads. And what is the sealing in their foreheads? The sealing in their foreheads is a settling in the truth, brethren. Present truth that we believe in as a remnant, as a last day people in such a time like this. God is, to the angels, are holding back the winds. And this is why We cannot lapse for a moment. We cannot be at ease in Zion for a moment. We cannot be lethargical for a moment. We cannot play church for a moment, brethren. We are either holy on God's side or holy on the devil's side. There is no halfway or half-hearted life when coming to Christianity. Because our sins must go before the judgment, brethren. We must not have one unconfessed sins on our record. All right? That's why we must live every day as our last, every moment as our last. Because if the judgment is going on right now, since 1844, October 22nd, since that time, brethren, it means then that we must live every day in the sight of a holy God without sin, to the power of the Holy Spirit. I will say something that will have us thinking very much. We must not try to be Christians. If we are trying to be Christians, then we are putting forth our human energy to be Christian. Jesus have called us out of a world of darkness into his marvelous light. And it is only through the power of God in our lives can we accomplish the purpose and the will of the Father. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. So it is the Holy Spirit that does the work in our heart. It's the Holy Spirit that does the conversion in our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to overcome. It is the Holy Spirit of God that seals us unto the day of redemption. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "And grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." All right? So we are sealed by the Spirit of God. And if we are committed each and every day, and we devote our lives to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and as the Holy Spirit of God give us the strength and the power in our lives to live each and every day, as we deny ourselves, as we take up our cross, and as we follow on to know the Lord, and as we endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Brethren, one saved is not always saved. Let us understand that clearly, that not because we have accepted Jesus Christ that we say, if we truly in heart are serving him, and we are baptized, and we are paying our tithes and our offerings, and we are attending church services, and we are handing out books and tracts, and we are worshiping morning and evening. But, brethren and sisters on this prayer line, if we do not have an experienced relationship with Jesus every day, 24/7, 365 days in a year, our lives must be committed and surrendered all on the altar of sacrifice. Brethren, it is only through Christ. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me." And when we apply our hearts to knowledge and to understand the will of God in our lives, then, brethren, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthen us. Brethren, the Bible, the Spirit of Prophecy tells us here, Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle over the seven-day Sabbath. The Sabbath day is going to be the issue that is coming when Sunday Law, the mark of the beast, is set up. She said the authorities in the United States and in the other countries of the world will rise up in their pride and power and make laws to restrict religious liberty. Brethren, and we know it's going to happen very soon here in the United States. We have seen the Roman army marching on holy ground, where they are saying about climate change, that because of all the tragedies that are taking place, look right now in Midwest, Iowa, Nebraska, we see all the flooding that is taking place, yes? We see Thousands of acres have been washed away, farmland. We have seen lives that are taken, livestock, and Iowa and all these places. We've seen famine and water rivers overflowing their banks. And all these things are leading up to climate change that they are bringing, which Pope Francis is the one that is head steering it. And they will say because of all these things are happening, it is because we are not reverencing Sunday. And that's why Sunday law is going to be set up and established whereby all can worship on Sunday. And that when that time comes, that will be the mark of the beast, that Sunday law that will be against God's true remnant people who keeps the 7 day Saturday Sabbath as the seal of the living God. And this is why, brethren, we need to be able to contend with the footmen now. If we can contend with the footmen now, if we can experience the victories in our life now, if we are not sacrificing our time in fasting and in praying and in weeping and in studying the word of God, if we are not now going out and witness and to take this third angel's message and the right hand of the message of health to the communities and to let them know that Jesus Christ is coming and the Sabbath day is the seventh day. And as such, let them know what is coming. Brethren, if we do not do this, then these people are going to point their hands at us in the last days and say, you knew all these things that were coming. You knew about the Sabbath day and you didn't tell me. I was your neighbor. I saw you in the grocery store. I knew you on your job and you failed of not telling me about the Sabbath day and about what is coming. And this is why, brethren, we need not to have anybody's blood upon our shoulder. All right? Ezekiel chapter 3 and Ezekiel chapter 18, read it carefully. God is saying that if the righteous does not want the wicked to turn from his wicked ways, God says his blood will be upon shoulder, the wicked. But if the righteous want the wicked to turn from his ways and does not turn, God said his blood, the wicked's blood will I require at your hand. Brethren, we need to sense the urgency of souls. We need to make sure that we pass not one soul by each and every day, but that we will minister to them in some way or the other. Tell them, both by precept and by example, that Jesus is coming, whether they hear or whether they forbear. This is what we need to do in these last days. She said in Great Controversy, please write down these notes and go on and search these things to see if they are so. Great Controversy, page 588. Listen to what Servant of the Lord says. The Protestants of the United States, the who? The Protestants, Sunday churches of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands, and they have done that already, across the Gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hand with the Roman power. And under the influence of the three union, this country, America, will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling on the rights of conscience. Brethren, what was in the dark ages of 538 to 1798, the 1260 years of persecution of God's people, over 50 million were martyred for their faith. Brethren, that is going to happen again here very soon in the United States. Who will be the one leading out to bring about, they will be forming an image to the beast in the sense of the same cruelty, the same ways that in the dark ages is the same way that the wound of the papacy will be finally healed when America again shall give allegiance to the papacy. And this already have, brethren, been fulfilled to the letter. This quotation by Sister White in Great Controversy, page 588, I read again for emphasis. The Protestants of the United States, Sunday churches will be foremost in stretching their hands across the Gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hand with the Roman power, and under the influence of this threefold union, this country will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling on the rights of conscience. Brethren, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 16, if you can go with that text right now, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 13 says, I saw three unclean spirits as frogs that came out of the mouth of the dragon. Do you know what is the three unclean spirits like frog that came out of the mouth of the dragon? Brethren, that is what Sister White says right here. It is spiritualism, it's Catholicism, and it's apostate Protestantism that have aligned themselves, that are aligning themselves in unity to bring about persecution against God's remnant people in these last days. Brethren, we have examples of in time past, in the time of Esther, when Mordecai had to go down in sackcloth, and Esther had to go down and pray and to go to the king and tell Mordecai to tell the people to pray and fast for 3 days. And she say, I go to the king, and if I perish, I perish. And we know what had happened. Haman, who made a decree to have all the Jews killed on this certain date and this certain time, that all Jews was to be killed. And brethren, that is to be repeated. They are going to send out a decree for God's remnant people, and it will be at midnight. And that's why she said that it will be at midnight the Lord will come, will put in his appearance at midnight. And the same time that they send out the decree to kill God's people, where we'll be scattered all over the earth, we'll be in dungeons, we'll be somebody will be imprisoned, some many will be put asleep to die, and many will be in the country, in the mountains. And I pray that many of us will realize and see the importance to leave the city now, to leave the city now, brethren, and to head for the country where we can do what the Lord tells us to do in fleeing the cities. This is the time for us to do that, because they are aligning themselves against us in these last days. Brethren, we need to be prepared. We need to see ourselves that the enemies are plotting against us. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past, still seeking to rid the earth of those who fear God and obey his law. History will be repeated, brethren. Wealth and genius, education will combine to cover them with contempt. Persecuting rulers, ministers, and church members will conspire against us with voice and pen. By boast, threats, and ridicule, they will seek to overthrow their faith. That is in volume 5, brethren, page 450. I hope you're writing down these quotations. Volume 5, page 450. Brethren, they are preparing to bring destruction upon God's remnant people because we will not join with them in accepting Sunday. All right? There will come a time when, because of our advocacy of Bible truth, we shall be treated as traitors, Sister White says. Those who honor the Bible Sabbath will be denounced as enemies of law and order. Brethren, are you hearing this? As breaking down the moral restraints of society. It is not we that are breaking down the moral restraints of society, causing anarchy and corruption and calling down the judgments of God upon the earth, they're going to say that it's we, that few, that little company there that are not joining with us, they are the ones. And that's why we'll be hunted down like dogs and animals to be thrown in prison and to appear before courts and judges like Martin Luther and all these brethren of old, like the apostles of old, brethren. These things are coming. These things are coming. And we need to make sure, by the grace of God, that we must be ready. The persecution of Protestants by Romanism, by which the religion of Jesus Christ was almost annihilated, will be more than rivaled when Protestants and popery are combined. Brethren, you talk about killing. You know, the Bible, Jesus says that because of that 1260 years of persecution, he said that if Jesus did not intervene to stop that, no flesh would have been saved. And they are coming with the same spirit to bring destruction upon God's people. All right? We need, as a people, not be surprised of anything that may take place now. We know what is coming. We need not marvel at any development of horror that will be coming at us. Those who trample upon their unholy feet, the law of God, have the same spirit as had the men who insulted and betrayed Jesus. And without any compunctions of conscience, they will do the deeds of their fathers, the devil. And this is why, brethren, stand as the people, every earthly support will be cut off. Every earthly support will be cut off. Do you know that if you have property in the city, you have to run and leave it? Do you know if you have a bank account with thousands and thousands of dollars, do you know that they will seize your bank account? Because remember, the Bible said that you will not be able to buy nor sell. All right? If you do not accept the Sunday law, if you do not accept what the law of the land in joining with them, you cannot buy nor sell. So if you are caught in the city, brethren, and the little time of trouble that will be coming in the great expectation of the greater time of trouble, if we do not leave now, if we do not prepare to leave now, brethren, and that time comes, how can we buy gas for our cars? How can we buy food for our family when we can't buy nor sell? Are we going to give in and sell out because of appetite? No, we cannot. And this is why we need to make all the necessary preparation now to make plans to leave the city. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for some great tragedy to happen before we can arise and awake from our spiritual situation? Brethren, we need to do this now in peacetime while we have the opportunity. We need to bank in, cash in our IRA, cash in whatever savings or whatever, and head to the country. Now is the time for us to leave. Do not let the angels of God pull you as he pulled Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Brethren, we cannot anticipate what is coming. You do not want to be caught here in this city when the final analysis of the early time of trouble comes, because you'll be stuck here. So if you want to face going into prison or death, well, the warning has been given. All right? I'm not saying that many who are going into the country will be safe to that extent, but I know that if we follow God's call and God's leading and God's principle of leaving the city and moving to the country, we know that God is going to bless and secure and protect those, and their bread and their water shall be sure. Are we understanding, brethren, the importance of preparation now? Let us not get comfortable in this place. All right? Our children that are being influenced in these schools, do we understand what is going on, brethren? All these things that are affecting our society, our communities, brethren, we need to take our children and our family out of the city where we can go in the country. I keep emphasizing this because, brethren, we need to get out while we have the opportunity. and praise God for those who are making plans and preparation to leave. All right? And I'm saying here and now, brethren, let us not wait. Let us not procrastinate. It is written we ought to leave while we have the opportunity. Okay? And as I close up on this, we need not to hoard wealth that will soon be worthless. Do you know that? We need to take our money and expend it on things of leaving the city. We need to buy tracts and books and go out and witness and tell others about the love of Jesus. We need to expend our money to help the poor, the naked, the fatherless, the widow, as Isaiah 58 puts it. What we need to do as a people, we need to go out and tell people about the right hand of the message, which is health, okay, medical missionary work. That's what is needed amongst us. God calls for us now, brethren, to do all in our power to send forth the warning to the world. There's no time to waste. The time is coming when we cannot sell at any price. The decree will soon go forth, prohibiting men to buy or sell of any man save him that had the mark of the beast. And you don't want to receive the mark of the beast. You don't want to accept Sunday law. You don't want to, like Judas, go out from among the disciples, from among Jesus. You will go and betray the brethren, and you will be lost out there. All right? There's a work to be done, brethren. And then the angels will be bidden to let go the winds of strife on the earth. And finally, in the last great conflict, in the controversy with Satan, those who are loyal to God will see every earthly support cut off because they refuse to break his law in obedience to earthly powers. They will be forbidden to buy or sell. That is in Desire of Ages, page 121. You know, for fear of wanting food and clothing, they will join with the world in transgressing God's law. The earth will be wholly under Satan's dominion. God will give him full access. When you see the angel loose that wind, that means then that Satan and his evil agencies will have full advantage, full sway to bring about their work of destruction. Some, Sister White says, will be in prison, as I said, for their faith. As the human wisdom, all this now seems impossible, right? But as the restraining spirit of God will be withdrawn from men, and they shall be under the control of Satan, who hates the divine precepts of God, there will be a strange development. The heart can be very cruel when God, fear, and love are removed. Brethren, when the Holy Spirit of God is withdrawn from the hearts of men, you are going to see the devils incarnate in wicked men. And brethren, we got to get out. We got to get out. Many of us are going to be put to death. I covered that because God, we have not followed God's principle of leaving the city. And as a result, we are going to be persecuted. When the storm of persecution breaks upon us, the true sheep will hear the true shepherd's voice. 79 efforts will be poured forth to save the lost, and many who have strayed from the fold will come back to follow the great shepherd. Brethren, just as the time in the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, God told the disciples, he told his people, when you shall see Jerusalem march around Jerusalem, know that it is time. And we know that in AD 67, when Cestius came around Jerusalem, we know for some apparent reason he abandoned the siege. And it was not until 3 to 4 years later that Titus came in AD 70. And the Christians had that time after Cestius to leave Jerusalem and head to the mountains, where not one Christian who heeded the command was destroyed. And brethren, just as was in the time of the destruction of Jerusalem, so will be the time of the end when Sunday law shall be passed. We are seeing that the Roman army is marching on holy grounds. We are seeing that the Sabbath will be they will not accept the 7-day Saturday Sabbath. They will institute Sunday. That is going against God's holy law and his holy Sabbath. And when we see these things happen, we know that there is no more protest. Since last October, the end of the 500th anniversary of Protestant, of those Sunday churches, no more. All leaders and all churches have joined in one with the papacy. And very soon, we know that this country is going to speak like a dragon and will enforce Sunday law and give back the power to the papacy. The image, America, an apostate Protestantism, will join hand. They have already done that, brethren. And God is telling us, leave the cities. Get ready. Be prepared. Give this message with a loud cry. Give it with haste. Time is no longer, brethren. We must get out of the city right now and get in line with God's people. And very soon there'll be a trouble all over the world, and it becomes every one of us to seek to know God. We have no time to delay. God's love for his church is infinite. His care over his heritage is unceasing. He suffers no affliction to come upon the church, but such as is essential for her purification, her present and eternal good. So trials will come to us, but it will purify us and prepare us to stand strong in these last days. He will purify his church, even as he purified the temple of the beginning and close of his ministry on earth. All this he brings upon the church in test and trial comes, that his people may gain deeper piety and more strength to carry the triumph of the cross to all parts of the world. Afflictions, crosses, temptations, adversity, and our varied trials are God's workmen to refine us, sanctify us, and fit us for the heavenly garner. Volume 3, page 150. Brethren, let us be faithful then. Let us hold to the end. Let us commit our lives to God. Let us surrender. Let us be prepared in our lives to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, and to be led and to be sealed by the Holy Spirit of God in our lives from this time on. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for again reminding us, dear God, of what is coming. But we have nothing to fear for the future, Lord, because we have not forgotten the way the Lord has been leading us in time past. And Lord, we know that what is coming, God, is a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. But you said even at that time and at that same time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, Lord, we surrender. We commit our lives to you, Lord. We ask of you, Lord, to seal us here tonight, that there will be not one stain of sin in our lives. Lord, that we will prepare and be ready, Father, to go out and to witness and to tell men and women, precept and by example, to give the loud cry of the third angel's message that Jesus is coming, and that as such, dear God, that they need to accept Jesus Christ and the true 7-day Saturday Sabbath. Oh Lord, bless each and every one tonight that have heard your words. Oh God, fill us, dear God. You will never leave us nor forsake us. Lo, you are with us even unto the end of the age. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify, and we magnify your holy and most precious and most wonderful name. And Lord, bless each and every one as we go to bed. On this, your holy Sabbath, may we have a good night rest. And bless us, Lord, as we worship tomorrow in your sanctuary. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptably in thy sight, O Lord, our strength on our precious Redeemer. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, and thank you, brothers and sisters. I just wanted to leave you with this. Philippians 4 and verse 7, brothers and sisters, and may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. And that was a warning that we have heard before, and we're hearing it again. Please get prepared and get ready. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Time to go in our closet and pray. Amen. God bless you.